This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension for Dodge and Washington counties. 2 days ago, I took the first crop tour of 2016. During this 175-mile crop tour, I covered the 9 major soil regions of Dodge and Washington counties. My goal was to assess the current crop conditions and progress, highlight agronomic concerns, and help you, the farmer, do what you do best, grow the 2016 crop. Corn emergence and plant population in some fields planted from April 13th to the 17th were less than ideal. Fields were planted in a dry soil during warm weather. Then rain and cold weather set in from April 18th through the 21st that created stressful conditions. In case you were wondering, April 16th was the third wettest April in Fremont in 123 years after 1944 and 1984. Let's discuss the steps in making a replant decision real quick. First, in the field, we need to determine the current plant population, length of in-row gaps, and evaluate non-emerged plants for the possibility of emergence, though it is unlikely at this point. Don't just assess the best and worst areas of the field, but get a good random sample across the field. I would suggest taking plant counts in 1/1000th of an acre, which is 17 feet 5 inches in 30-inch rows, in 10 random locations across the field to determine the plant population. Second, we need to determine the yield potential of replanted corn versus our current corn stand. I use the 2010 Iowa State University Relative Yield Potential of Corn by Planting Date and Population table to do this. A link to this table can be found at our website at croptechcafe.org. If we have an average of 19,000 plants per acre with 2-foot gaps, we would expect roughly 85% of maximum yield with our April planting. If we replanted today, we are looking at roughly 87% of our maximum yield, assuming we get a good stand the second go-round. In this situation, it is unlikely that there will be much advantage to replanting. If replanting occurs after May 25th, we may only expect to get 70% of maximum yield, and we are into the late planting period from May 26th to June 14th, where we lose insurance coverage by 1% per day off of your production guarantee. Replant coverage with multi-peril crop insurance for 2016 is 8 bushels times the price of election, or roughly $31 an acre. In most cases, you are better off keeping your initial corn stand. To learn more about other timely and local agronomic issues in our area, go ahead and view the pictures and read this week's crop tour report at croptechcafe.org, or give me a call at 402-727-2775. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist with Nebraska Extension on KTIC Radio.